The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to North Idaho Radio, 97.1 FM Sandpoint. I am Mickey Hemingway of MK Hemingway Coaching and Consulting, and this is my new monthly radio show, Moment with Mickey. This show is focused on local businesses, organizations, and community activities that impact business here in Sandpoint. I've lived in Sandpoint since moving here the first time in 1997, and I have been an employee of a national business that was based here for several years. I was recently the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, and just a few months ago, I took a step back from that role and returned to my business of coaching and consulting individuals, businesses, and their teams, which I've been doing since 2018. Today, I am very pleased to be speaking with three local entrepreneurs who have done some amazing things with their businesses here in Sandpoint. My guests today are Justin Dick, the owner of 113 Main, Beth Giacomo, owner of Wine for You, and Jens Olson, owner of Sandpoint Computers and Mountain Link Internet. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Tomorrow, Tuesday, September 16th, is the Little Live Radio Hour. Every third Tuesday of the month, KRFY hosts a Little Live Radio Hour and broadcasts live on air from the Panada Little Theater. KRFY host Jack Peterson chats with local musicians. This month, he'll be chatting with Maya and Arthur Goldblum. These events are always free to attend, and they ask the live audience members to arrive by 6:45 p.m., get settled with a glass of beer or wine for the 7 p.m. live broadcast. The show is 1 hour long. You can attend in person and watch it live. You can listen on the radio at 88.5 FM or stream it at the website krfy.org. Wednesday, September 17th, Aaron Foster, Mostly Jokes Stand-Up Comedy, will be happening at the Panada's Little Theater. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15. Visit the website panada.org to purchase tickets. Oktoberfest is happening in Hope on Saturday, September 20th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Memorial Community Center, located at 515 East Wellington Place. Dinner is $20 and includes homemade brats with sauerkraut, potato salad, beans, and dessert. There will also be Oktoberfest beer, wine, and Bavarian pretzels available for purchase. Also happening on Saturday, September 20th, is Roll On, Alabama Tribute Band, live at the Hive, located at 207 North 1st Avenue. Doors open at 7 p.m. with the show starting at 8:30 p.m. This is a 21 and older event. Visit the website livefromthehive.com for tickets. What's Happening Up North Economic Summit. The annual What's Happening Up North Economic Summit is set for Thursday, September 25th, and promises an abundance of insights from top economists in our region, plus panels, interactive discussions, and networking opportunities. It's a valuable day for business people, local leaders, and all who share an interest in the quality of life here. Tickets to attend are $89 and are available on the website, pepidaho.org. That's P-E-P-Idaho.org. This is an all-day summit, and it is limited to the first 90 attendees who purchase a ticket. Check-in begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, September 25th, and presentations start at 9:15, and they go until 4 with a break for lunch. The event takes place at the Sandpoint Community Room, which is located in the Umpqua Bank Building in downtown Sandpoint. Lunch is included, and it is catered by Marigold Bistro. On Friday, September 26th, is the fourth annual Wine Gala benefiting food for our children. The event takes place from 6 to 10 p.m. at the University of Idaho Center on North Boyer. I personally have attended this event, and it is a lot of fun, and all the money raised will pay for weekend food bags, mid-morning snacks, and school meals for Bonner County kids. Tickets are $150 each and are going fast. 75 different wines will be poured, and the cuisine will be provided by 113 Main. Visit the website foodforourchildren.org to purchase tickets. Well, we're going to take a break, and right after that, we will be welcoming our first guest, Justin Dick of 113 Maine. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Protect the interior of your vehicle from snow and water this season with WeatherTech Custom Fit Floor Mats from Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai. WeatherTech floor mats are laser measured to perfectly fit your vehicle for the best possible protection. If they don't have the set you're looking for, the helpful staff at Squeaky's Truck and Auto can help order their perfect set. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Why choose Kroc Coatings for your concrete?
Our neighbor had Kroc Coatings come up and do their driveway. And so I watched theirs for a year or two, and it looked fantastic. And I got a hold of Kylie at Kroc Coatings, and she was fantastic. Everything went perfectly. It went exactly as she said it would. The coating that Kroc put on solved all the problems. Not only would I recommend Kroc Coatings, but I have.
One thing people don't realize is our product actually makes a chemical bond with the concrete. Most of our competitors and other products you have to annually maintain. Because those products sit on top, or they evaporate, or they wear off, or they pressure wash off, ours does not do any of that. So ours is making a chemical bond with the concrete, becomes one with the concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Upgrade your garage, patio, or basement today with a new Kroc floor. Go to croccoatings.com/radio. That's croccoatings.com/radio.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. And I'm very pleased to be welcoming my first guest today, Justin Dick. Justin is the owner of 113 Maine, and he is a business owner and a community leader making a difference by being involved, participating in important discussions on topics that impact our community, and by giving back in so many ways. Thanks for being here, Justin.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mickey. Happy to be on with you.
So take us back to when you first got to Sandpoint. What just made you come to Sandpoint?
My wife and I, we found Sandpoint, we stumbled upon Sandpoint in 98, 99. My sister went to Rocky Mountain Academy up in Bonners Ferry. So we came up here our first week, and we drove down to Sandpoint every single day. We loved it. Well, we came back many times. Next time we stayed at Schweitzer, and we spent all our time in Sandpoint. A big shout out to Sandpoint West Athletic Club. Like, that was the big driving reason why we kept coming back into Sandpoint. So,
really?
Of course, you know, you have the same experience everybody does. You drive over the Long Bridge, you see it in the summer, you see it in the winter, the skiing, the natural beauty. The community was always wonderful when we were first coming up here as tourists, and it was much smaller. So we kind of made a decision that when my wife and I were going to graduate college right around like 2000, 2001, we always wanted to move up this way and start our family. We just couldn't, we needed to figure out how we were going to make it. We were living in Denver at the time. Denver was getting, the hustle and bustle was pretty wild. We lived downtown, then we kind of moved out to the suburbs, but we were still renting. And we just didn't really feel like there was ever going to be an opportunity to raise the kids the way that we wanted to raise them, or even to have children. And we didn't want to, you know, live in an apartment there. And Sandpoint, you know, offered us that opportunity, get to a smaller community, one where you're not, you don't have to lock your doors all the time when you go into the house or your cars or the grocery store, and you feel comfortable with your kid, you know, living their life like I did when I was a child, where, you know, you're out at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and you come home when the street lights go on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, that was it. And that was the biggest chop. You know, we were both in different professions. I was in the automotive industry. I was doing sales management, finance management, car sales in my early days. And then I opened up what they call a pot lot. It's like a used vehicle lot with another guy. And my wife was the general manager of the Denver History Museum's shop that they had in there. Oh, wow. So she dealt with all the different exhibits that came through. So that was the biggest part, is once we came up here, you know, we both gave away decent careers. I think I made $12,000 my first year in 2006, which is quite eye-opening, because I still had the same amount of debt that I had in Denver when we were both making pretty good money.
Wow.
But ultimately, that trade-off, the trade-off for living in a place like this, raising your family in a place, knowing all of your kids' coaches intimately, knowing their teachers, the school staff, the city, being able to walk into the city at any time and talk to the mayor or talk to the public works director. You know, there is no fair trade-off for that. You know, I could make $1 a year, and having the safety and just kind of this homogenous community of Sandpoint of like-minded individuals is absolutely amazing.
Mm. And so when you came here, did you open a business right away?
No, I started working. We originally came up here and thought, okay, well, we'll help my parents out. My parents at the time had Cafe Trinity at Willow Bay, the 219, a little wine store, a sushi bar. And so we came up, and the original intention was, okay, let's just help out, right? The labor pool, everybody knows our labor pool is pretty small year round. Let's just help out and see where that goes. My wife was driving down to Coeur d'Alene. She worked at the art gallery that was down in there. So she was driving, you know, 5 days a week down to Coeur d'Alene and back. I was there, and we got really fortunate that when we came, I think it was 2008, the Beach House restaurant down at the Best Western Edgewater. The gentleman there, Dave Libbing, is a fantastic person. I love this guy. He wanted to go and buy Connie's. So his business was for sale there. And it was kind of the perfect opportunity. I hadn't spent a lot of time at City Beach, didn't know much about the hotel. We had come there when we had vacation for like New Year's and Christmas and whatnot. We'd stay down there, or we'd eat over there. So that came up in about 2008. And by May of 2009, we were in there. And it was my first real go at the restaurant business by myself after, you know, 3 hard years of trying to learn the business. You know, restauranting is unlike a lot of other businesses. I mean, car sales, car finance, and car management was it was much easier. There was a schedule. There was a way you did things. There was a process. There was a system. Nothing got me prepared for what happens when 3 employees don't show up and it's a Monday and for whatever reason the entire community wants to get lunch. You know what I mean? Yes. How do you deal with that? Uh-huh. So no, and that's and that was it. And it kind of went from there.
So what strategy has really helped you? Being consistent has really helped you in this industry.
I think being present the most. I think a lot of people, when they think business ownership, that you're going to go in, you're going to have this great idea, you're going to sell widgets, you're going to hire a general manager who's already been in the widget selling business, and you're going to have to maybe come into work a couple of times a week and get this done. And, you know, you might be able to do that in some of our larger cities. Maybe there's some industries in Sandpoint. If there is, I've never seen one before. A lot of it is the time. It's, you know, when you are at work, you are present. I think a lot of people that have been to the restaurant, you know, there's times when you see me and I'm going to be talking to the customers and our staff has got it on lockdown. There's other times when you're going to see me and I'm going to be bussing tables, wiping chairs, getting the mop and cleaning up spills, working on the back computer while I'm trying to get catering stuff, but I sit right next to the front door so that I can bring people into the restaurant and act as the host. But yeah, it's really about being there, you know, and I used to hate that part of my job. I acted more like an employee than an owner. You know, I was like, oh shoot, it's my day off, you know, and I got called in because somebody didn't. And, you know, for the first couple of years, I really begrudged that part of the restaurant. You know, it was always this, I was frustrated because I wasn't getting my time off. And over the years, I kind of learned, you know, it really, doing 40 hours a week is not a lot of work, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't say that to belittle anybody who is working 40 hours a week. But if you're a business owner, 40 hours a week, you should be able to do that in your sleep, you know. And you need to know your business backwards, forwards. You know, believe me, I'm not the best bartender in the world. I'm not the best cook. But if I needed to be, I certainly can, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. There's an old line that says, you know, specialization is for bugs. You need to be able to... If you own a business, you need to be able to do just about everything in that business and be able to do everything that you would ask one of your employees to do.
Mm-hmm. That's something that my husband mentioned to me. He mentions it to me frequently when we're sitting there at 113 Main. He's like, you always see Justin. He's always present and he's always engaged, and it really stands out to him and to me when we see you do that, because there's other businesses where – you know, the owner is not there.
Absent, yeah. And we see that. We've seen, I think the number Barney Ballard used to keep track, it was like 287 restaurants from like 2000 to whenever, 2020, had started and failed in Sandpoint.
Wow.
And, you know, where I looked up to Jim Lippi from Ivano's. I mean, I love the Lippi family. They're amazing. But watching him come out with his T-shirt on, his shorts, his apron, Chet French from Jalapenos, him and his wife were there every day a week. And, you know, I still do that same thing. I'm going to be in 7 days a week. And sometimes I'm there for 10 to 14 hours. Sometimes I'm there. Yesterday I was in for 2 hours, you know, and just making sure communication is another one. Such a basic skill. People don't realize that it takes like 3 to 17 times before you say something and your employee or somebody that you're dealing with actually commits it to memory. And then it could take another 1,000 times before they take that memory and actually put it into a behavior. So I see a lot, you know, you find yourself repeating yourself a lot. And especially, I was talking to one of my employees. We've got such a young staff right now, and I really love it. I love their youth. I really love Gen Z, like the 14 to 23-year-olds. They're just amazingly hardworking. They seem like they care. They look at the business a lot like it's their business. And we haven't always seen that, you know, over the course of the last 15 years or so. But with that said, you find yourself constantly running into the same issues, and it's just a lot of youth, you know, you're going to see a lot of the same problems. You can't get frustrated by repeating yourself all the time, but there is also a spot. You don't just write it down on a piece of paper and go, here's your handbook, refer to the handbook. We have a system for this. It's always black and white. We never vary out of that, right?
That's a recipe for failure.
Absolutely. Right. But a lot of people do. And I think we've all had an experience at a place where you know that you're probably the exception to the rule for whatever reason, right? Just a weird set of circumstances. But you have a manager there or you have an employee there that can't go off the script to make it right for you. And what do you end up doing? You end up never going back. And that is your experience. And that brand experience is now stuck with you every time you go. And now you don't go buy tires from this place. I don't go eat at this place. I don't go shop at this place, right? And why let something so insignificant as $10, $250, you know, send a customer the bad way in a small community where they're never coming back.
Yeah. And you absolutely instill that in your people. You can see it, that they care just as much as you do.
I hope. It doesn't feel like that all the time, but.
Well, I sense it when I'm there.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot because we work hard. It feels like we work tirelessly. only to run into the same problems over and over and over again. And you can't combat that. You have to mentor, right? You have to get them up. The young employees working with customers and customer service, those problems will always be there, right? Yeah. And you've got to work on it. It's something that you work on every single day.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for being here today. I can't believe our time is up, but it's time for a station break. And don't change that dial. We'll be back for our next segment in just a few minutes. You're listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio FM 97.1. We'll be right back.
Get ready for ski season. Starting September 17th, we're kicking off the season with our full lineup of ski gear and apparel. Stop by and gear up with top quality skis, boots, outerwear, and everything else you need for an amazing winter on the slopes. Whether you're a seasoned skier or just getting started, we've got something for everyone. Come find your perfect fit and get ready for a great season of snow-filled fun. Every purchase helps pets find their forever homes. Shop smart. Shop with heart. Only a Better Together Animal Alliance.
Considering a new career? Alta Forest Products has the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill, offering one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And here our stars come out in the morning.
Best in the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid.
Touchdown.
Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL international games only on NFL Network starting September 28th.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Moment with Mickey. This is Mickey Hemingway, and we are on North Idaho Talk Radio. Our next segment, the guest is Beth Giacomo. Beth is a former wine representative who had a dream of owning her own wine shop, and she made it happen right here in Sandpoint. Beth is the owner and founder of Sandpoint's only wine shop and tasting room, Wine for You. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're coming to join me today.
Oh, thanks for asking.
So what was it? Take us back to the beginning. What sparked your initiative to own your own shop?
Well, it actually started with wanting to have a wine club. Because when I was selling wine, we had Pondere Winery, but we didn't really have a wine club in town. And when we have winery wine club, you get the same varietals, different vintage. And I thought we needed more variety. And so I started by opening a wine club.
Okay. All right. And that was a big move, leaving a W-2 job as an employee and striking out on your own. And there's always hills and valleys that happen. What was something that worked really well for you?
Well, because I had sold wine for so many years, a lot of people knew me in the industry, especially the restaurants, and because I sold to them. And so the restaurateurs were very supportive of me and actually helped sign people up for the club when I first started.
Wonderful.
Which was really interesting. So my first wine club was in December of 2020, and I had 22 people, which was pretty impressive for a beginning.
And a year of COVID.
Yeah, in the year of COVID, yes. People wanted to drink. It was COVID.
And so then what happened after the wine club? What did you do next?
So then I kind of worked a little bit on and off part-time in a regular job, but I just couldn't focus enough on the wine club. So I quit about 3 years ago and just strictly did the wine club. And then I kept getting, I'd always get a few extra bottles because, you know, someone would call at the last minute or someone would join at the last minute. And then all of a sudden I had all this wine, extra wine. And I was like, what am I going to do? And so people started calling and saying, hey, do you have any of this or do you have any of that? And because I always would sell the wine, but I ended up with a lot on my shelf. So I moved to a bigger office in the original building I was in that was a two-room office, and I opened just a little by the glass pour plus having the wine in the room. Well, that grew really fast, mm-hmm. and I took over the space way too fast. And then my current landlord reached out to me because he had a location that he was about to build out. And it worked out perfectly, and it allowed me to have a walk-in straight from the parking lot, gave me a parking lot, and it just kind of grew from there.
And so your shop is located?
1309 Ponderosa Drive, Suite 116. It's right on the corner of Division and Ponderosa, okay. And that's right before the railroad tracks when you almost get to Baldy. And it's funny because I'm on the side of the building that faces Division, but the address is on the Ponderosa side. So people are like, we don't know where it is. But I'm right there. If you turn into the parking lot, you just turn to your left and I'm right there.
And it's a great sign out front, Wine for You.
Yep.
It's a beautiful logo.
Thank you.
And, you know, we always hear there's a lot of parking issues in downtown Sandpoint, but you don't have that problem.
I have a lot of parking, so much parking that we actually put a putt-putt golf course in the parking lot for my grand reopening.
And you have events. You have monthly wine tasting event. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So for the last 4 years, I've done the third Monday of every month, a wine tasting at Baxter's Back Door. And it's open to everyone. My wine club members it's $20 for wine club members and $25 for non-club members. And I pour 5 different wines. You can order off the menu. And I talk about the wines. And then everything is discounted that night for people to place orders.
Nice. I've been to those events. And they're a lot of fun. It's so nice to be able to taste the wine before you buy it.
Right.
And that it just makes all the difference.
It seems to be, people really like it. Like I sell way more that way than even the wine club.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have another event that's coming up in October.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, so I try to do pop-up events at the shop if I can get a winemaker or a wine rep from a specific winery or a portfolio. And so my next wine event after the tasting tonight is Caprio Cellars on the 15th of October. And it's their national sales manager will be here. The wines are beautiful from Walla Walla. And then on the 29th of October, we have a Halloween party. And it is costumes are encouraged.
Ooh.
And it will be limited to 25 people because my shop is a little bit small with all my stuff in there, all my wine and gifts. So, but it should be a pretty fun time. And then on our biggest excitement for people is last year we did our first annual sparkling or bubbles tasting, and it was held at Marigold Bistro, and I had I think 9 reps that brought sparkling wines, all different price points, and you can fill your cellar. So this year it's Thursday, November 13th, and it's at Marigold Bistro also.
That is a fun event. I went to your inaugural event last year, and I think we just opened our last sparkling bottle from that I bought at that event last month.
Oh, good. Well, there'll be more coming.
Oh, good. Okay. So I have a question for you, and you shared this at my group Level Up Networking Small Tables, that a lesson that was learned, and it was hard. It was a hard lesson,
mm-hmm.
but it was really important for you to go through it and it changed how you're going to do things going forward. Would you share about that lesson you learned?
Well, about my loyalty.
Yeah, that.
Okay, so I'm incredibly loyal to the people who work with me. And I've had two incidents in the last few months that have, my loyalty over exceeds what I was receiving from those particular people. And it was incredibly difficult for me to make the decision to step away and work with someone else. And I've found that even if you're a loyal person, you don't always get the proper care, or your needs aren't always met by that. So to have to step out and say, okay, you know, I like you as a person, but you're not taking care of me. And this is a business decision. It's not a personal decision. And the reactions from the two people in particular have been very negative towards me, but it was detrimental to my business. So I needed to make the change that was most beneficial for my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, I think, a tough lesson when you become friends with someone that you're working with. But, you know, the bottom line is you have to make sure that you yourself and your business are being taken care of.
Right.
And it's difficult going through that. But you have to be professional in all that you do, and that's a decision that you get to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy, but...
No. What's the thing that you love the most about being your own business owner?
Well, I don't feel like I'm working.
Oh, that's great.
So I really love wine. Like, I didn't realize how much it was my passion. And it is kind of funny that I learn people's palates. And so when I'm tasting wine, I'm like, oh, Mickey would like this. Or, oh, you know, so-and-so would like this. And so I actually buy wine from my shop or from my events based on the people I know that are coming a lot of times, because I know that they're going to like it. Or I can refer a specific wine to you. I love the idea that I have added beautiful gifts to the storefront. So we haven't really had a really fun gift shop in town that has kind of unique different items, and they're all wine based or wine focused. And then I have this great little tasting room. It's more of a little baby wine bar, and it's so fun when people come in. And I have this whole, like, last Thursday I had 12 people in there, different people, and all just enjoying and wine, and how everybody like starts to meet each other and talk, and they kind of connect. And I love that. I love the camaraderie of it. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't feel like work.
That's great. If you can love your work so much that time just flies by, mm-hmm. that's the best kind of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm always getting to meet new people, and I've been asked to do so many different things. Like, I was asked to help reset someone's wine cellar, like a 500-bottle wine cellar.
Wow.
That was really interesting. And then I was asked to pair wines for a birthday party for a chef menu, and I paired the wines, and it was so much fun.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the wines and the food were fabulous, and just kind of different things that I wouldn't have ever thought I would be doing.
Yeah. So really a full service
yeah.
wine shop
mm-hmm.
with great skills, and you can help people pick the best wine for them.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Is great. So what's next for wine for you?
Well, it's growing, which is awesome. You know, I don't know what's next. I mean, to do more events, and hopefully I will get to the point where I can have an employee or two so I can be open more days a week. I'm only open Tuesday through Saturday right now, because I was working Monday through Saturday, and I work a lot all the time, so I kind of cut that back. But I'd love to be able to bring someone in and support another person in the community so that they could work some of the hours that I can't work. And I think just offering events that people want to do. I would love to do an event in the alley by my shop where we would just do a great wine tasting and set it up like what you see on the in Italy, where they put the tables and candles and all in, you know, the vineyards. I would love doing stuff like that. It would be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's something to look forward to then. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of people who have food trucks and things like that, because I don't have food. So that's kind of been an issue. But to be able to bring more of the community into doing things like that would be really fun.
Yeah. So a little partnership of events.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, is there anything that you want to share else about Wine for You? You have a website, new website.
I do. It's wineforyouonline.com.
And wine for the number
yeah,
four.
Yeah, it's wine and the number four and the letter U.
Mm-hmm. Online.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like to say that the thing that's unique about my shop is that I don't really carry wines that are in the grocery. My goal is to have people experience wine from a different way that they're used to. I want you to try something different. I want you to get out of your box. And so I do orders. I do special orders. And I do private tasting events in the shop for people if, you know, it has to be arranged. But I think just having some place that you can go and experience wine that you never would get to experience, even if you went to a winery a lot of times, unless you're in a very specific place. So
right.
I just love the idea of being able to share that with people.
Well, you're doing a great job, and congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you for being here. It's time for another brief break. And when we come back, we will be chatting with Jens Olson of Sandpoint Computers and Mountain Link Internet. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake, seasonal waterfront dining on the shores of Lake Pendere in Hope, is open for lunch and dinner Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8. Come on out and enjoy the end of season.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey, and in this segment, I'll be chatting with the awesome Jens Olson, who was raised here in Sandpoint. He is an IT guru who bought a local computer services business, Sandpoint Computers, and then bought another local company, Mountain Link Internet, which brings high-speed internet to previously underserved areas in Sagal, Kokolala, down the river to Dover, and beyond. Welcome, yeah. Jens.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to hear how everything's going, and I really want to take our listeners back to how you bought Sandpoint Computers.
Yeah, so I was doing maintenance work, and then I had my first kid, and so took 2 years off from that, to be stay-at-home dad, and didn't get bored, but was ready to get back out in the workplace. and so mutual friend of the previous owner introduced me, and I ended up working for Sandpoint Computers for a year to kind of meet all the clients, make sure it was a good fit, and then went through the purchase process, purchased it, and it's now been 10 years.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how has your business evolved over the years?
Well, originally, when I took it over, we had me plus two other techs, and we had a retail location that we did break, fix, computer repair. I've since transitioned to not having a retail location and just doing business IT support. So it's just working with local businesses and kind of tailoring my products to just what they need versus kind of any and all IT issues or residential tech issues.
Yeah. So you took your scope and just narrowed it down.
Yep. Narrowed the scope down to just businesses in the Sandpoint area and really just businesses that do Microsoft 365 and kind of down one particular path.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can specialize and really know the whole product stack versus a light knowledge everywhere.
Yeah. And I've noticed a lot of small businesses, they'll have a piece here and then another piece here, and it's not all consistent or coherent, and it can really cause some problems when you're trying to get support.
Yeah, because I'm just a one-man operation, having, with the 75 businesses I serve, having 75 different processes at each location makes it a real headache to have consistent quality and experience where, we kind of come in, work with the businesses to implement a consistent IT stack. That way they know exactly how stuff works together and what the long-term plan is, not just the, our computer or printer broke and we need a new one. It's more chief information officer type role where I help support those businesses in the designing of their systems and
that's awesome
business flow.
Yeah. So then how did you come to be also the owner of Mountain Link?
So yeah, that my friend started Mountain Link because he couldn't get internet. He was a work from home software engineer and couldn't get internet at his place. And we had talked back and forth, and he decided to kind of start a small ISP just to get him internet and a couple of his neighbors. And then he got those couple people signed up and kept getting phone calls and didn't have the bandwidth because he had a full-time job to do all those installs. And so I took over kind of the install side of things, and then after a couple years, decided to take over the whole business. And so he's still around and helping and doing backup support for me so I can take vacations. But
that's nice. That's important.
Very important.
Yeah. And so owning two businesses, and you're a one-man show, basically, except for your friend helping at Mountain Link as backup. How do you protect your time so that you don't work all the time?
I just work all the time. Because if I didn't work, then I'd get into more trouble. It's a balancing act for sure to kind of maintain your sanity and schedule. The nice thing about being solo with it is I have complete control over my schedule. So if I want to do solve some issues at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday, I can hop on my laptop and do that and then take Tuesday morning off to go golfing or you know, we're going to go out on the boat in the evening or early afternoon. I have the flexibility to do that and control the schedule. So it's just watching it, keeping your eye on the ball of, oh, what's the most important right now and what can be put off and maintain that balance over time. Mm-hmm. And it goes in cycles. Sometimes it's a lot of work, and then sometimes work backs off and it's a lot of home from one business to the other, and you just kind of have to balance it out.
Yeah, yeah. If you could share an important piece of advice for someone who's thinking about starting a business in Sandpoint, what would that be?
Probably the biggest thing that has helped me build my business is answering the phone and serving the customer. You know, I'm not a great salesman, but I can understand people's problems and work for a solution to that problem, not necessarily, oh, I want to, you know, sell more antivirus software. I don't come at it from that angle, come at it from what's the problem people have. You know, for MountainLink, people living far side of Kokalala, down the river, didn't have any options for internet, or very poor options, and couldn't work from home. So they need to be able to work from home. How can I fill that gap and provide that service for them? And that way we focus on the people that need that problem solved. And I'm not focused on, like, in-town Sandpoint where there's five other providers and it's a race to the bottom, because everyone has nine options for internet in town. But when you go out 10 miles out in the woods, people have one option, maybe two, or no options. And so if we can provide the service out there and expand coverage to people that don't have any options other than satellite internet, you know, that's a much easier time and better aligned customer and business.
Well, Jens, thank you so much for being here today.
No problem.
Sandpoint Computers and MountainLink Internet, those are two businesses to check out if you're a small business owner or you're living in an underserved area down in Eagle, Kokalala, down the river.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Well, now heading into the last minute and a half of our show, I have a special segment that I'll share. And this is a moment when I share a tip, an insight, a wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can be. And today's moment with Mickey ends with be authentically you. It's so important when you're setting goals or when you are deciding what you're going to invest your time in, your effort, your money, or what you're going to commit to. It needs to be authentic and in alignment with who you really are. Whenever you engage in social media, everything that you do, every comment you make, every like, every follow is potentially out there forever for all to see. So when you do that, you should be consistent with who you really are. Who you are in business should be consistent with who you are in your personal life. You represent you as a brand, just as I represent me as a brand. However I behave outside of work is still a reflection on my business. And, you know, you would have a major disconnect and there would be a discord that will be noticed by your customers, your clients, and your colleagues if you're inconsistent with who you are and what you stand for personally and in your business. So when you're deciding on a goal, or you're deciding on a new business venture or a new product category or whatever it is that you're deciding on, make sure that it is fundamentally and authentically you and it represents who you want to show to the world. Well, thank you for being with us today. To learn more about events happening in and around the greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com. And if you're interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, check out my networking luncheon that I host the second Tuesday every month at Marigold Bistro. Visit the website grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.
ESO.